Sherman says she has received support and encouragement from residents around the state and calls the decision not to run difficult, but she says it's simply not the right time. The four-term lawmaker says she has deep concerns about the state's economy and is worried about the impact of a universal, publicly funded health care system. She says she will continue speaking out on those and other issues from her House seat. Brent Burns, political director with the Vermont Republican Party, calls Sherman's decision disappointing, but says he expects another strong candidate or candidates will emerge before the June 12th primary filing deadline. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.